Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that's my jam. That's my theme song for the month.
Everyone, tonight's topic is the heart of the MGT, what the FOI needs to know. The MGT speak on from the heart about their desires, the FOI need to know, with Sister Lachelle, Sister Mohammed, Sister Denise Mohammed. Let's get it on, guys. What's up, Sister Gidget? What's going on?
Assalamu alaikum, Brother DJ Black Teaser. Can everyone hear me?
You know what? I can hear you loud and clear, man, but I'm having problems all day, man. I don't know what's going on with me. I can't talk today for some reason.
Oh, okay. Well, we're not going to talk you to death tonight, but there's something that I do want you to do. First, I'm going to introduce everybody who's on the panel, and then when I do that, Caesar, I want you to give everyone the rules, and I want you to please open up the chat line because I know we're going to have some people on chat. Assalamu alaikum, family. We have Sister Lachelle Muhammad, Sister Fatima Muhammad, and Sister Denise Muhammad, and I think all of these sisters ring from the great city of Detroit. So before we start our show, I'm going to have DJ Black Caesar tell everyone the rules. So go ahead, DJ Black Caesar, and if you desire not to talk anymore tonight, I understand.
Hey, guys, check it out. This is what you got to do. If you have a question, you need to press one on your keypad and your keypad. I can't talk today. I don't know what's going on. You need to dial one on your keypad so I can see it, and I'll ask you. We'll ask you to ask your question or make a comment. Also, guys, let's be courteous to each other. So if you don't mind, I need everybody to mute out their phones until their time to talk. Sister Gidget will call you out. I heard Sister Gidget telling you guys earlier to address yourselves because I can't tell the difference who's talking to. But we need to do that. And if anybody has any questions, we'll ask them later on in the show. Let's get started right now. Let's get it going on, girl. What's up?
Well, we are here tonight with the mighty MGT. Your sister is running on fumes. I haven't slept in 48 hours, but Allah is sufficient, and we are here in the house. So we're going to go ahead and get this party started. It says, from the heart of the MGT, what the FOI need to know. So we're going to get started. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and I bear witness that Elijah Muhammad is his messenger. We thank Allah for leaving us a divine reminder in the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I would like to greet the listening audience as well as my distinguished panel and engineer with the greeting words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you. All right. So what we're going to do first is that we're going to hear from the sisters on the panel. They're going to come in and tell us a little bit about themselves, and then we're going to start with the topic of discussion. So, Sister Lachelle, this is your brainchild. This is what you inboxed me and asked me to do. So, hey, you taking the lead, sister. It's your show tonight. So introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Sister Lachelle that we don't know.
All right, my name is Sister Lachelle Muhammad. I am from Mecca, baby, Detroit, mosque number one. I've been in the Nation of Islam since I heard the divine teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad at Michigan State University in 1989 when we brought Minister Farrakhan to the city of East Lansing in 1990. So if you've ever seen the 1990 Michigan State tape, that was me opening for the minister. I love these divine teachings, and there's nothing better than having a woman be able to say she's a woman of God and actually be given the training to be able to say it. You know, it's one thing to say you're an electrician because you know how to go in a room and turn the light switch. We've actually been taught, you know, who created electricity. So I am grateful for being an MGT for 20 years. I'm grateful to be the mother of three sons. I'm currently receiving my master's degree. So I'm striving to be educated, and I've completed all semesters of my MGT courses with flying colors. So I am proud to be MGT.
Yes, ma'am. All praise is due to Allah, Queen. Okay, and we have Sister Fatima Muhammad on the line. So, Sister Fatima, come out front and center, Queen, and introduce yourself and tell us something about you.
Thank you so much, sis. First of all, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I am honored. I am overjoyed to be on the show this evening, to be on here with you as well as with my fellow sisters in the ministry here in Detroit. Like Sister Lachelle, I joined the Nation of Islam in 1990, 22 years ago. I am a proud mommy of four small children. I am proud to say that I am a mighty MGT by Allah's permission, striving every day to do the best I can in representing that which we have been given by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Minister Louis Farrakhan. I am proud to say that by Allah's permission, we strive on a daily basis to go out and take this word to our people, to help in the resurrection, the restoration, and the reformation of our people wherever they can be found, specifically amongst our sisters. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All praises due to Allah. Yes, ma'am. And we have another mighty, mighty MGT on the line, Sister Denise Muhammad. Come out front and center, queen. Introduce yourself.
Assalamu alaikum, family. How are everyone? Great. Thank you. Like my other two sisters before me, I joined the nation in 1999 under the leadership of Minister Rasul Muhammad. And I am a mother of five and a grandmother of eight and soon to be a great-grandmother. Praises be to Allah. Praises be to Allah. That's what Islam does for you. It puts more years into your life, and it brings you back to your original state. So all praises be to Allah. I joined the ministry staff recently, and I enjoy working with the sisters. I kind of specialize in meditation. I do a meditation class and our MGT class on Saturday, and it's my specialty. I enjoy working for the resurrection of healing our women and helping us get back to our original state as the queens that Allah has created us to be.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Caesar, tell us what the lines are looking like now so I know when to ask for questions.
The lines are looking pretty good right now. We got a lot of people in the house, so the lines, no questions. Nobody has a question.
Okay, I just want to know when to... Okay. All right. So let me explain where we're coming from tonight. A little brief history. Last week, those of you who are returning listeners, we had a show where we had the FOI on talking about relationships and, you know, the topic was where is my man and why am I never a bride? And originally, I was supposed to have some MGT on, but I couldn't find any right away at the last minute, so I gathered some brothers who are always, always so accommodating to their sister, and I love you all. And they came on, and they expressed their views about why they were not getting married and some of the challenges that they were having with courtship and meeting sisters and, you know, why they were hesitant. And so my dear sister queen, LaShelle Muhammad, inbox me and say, hey, I need to do a rebuttal on some of that stuff they were saying. So I am an innocent bystander in this. This is Sister LaShelle Muhammad's show, and by the grace of Allah, we did have an opportunity to speak this morning, and we went over some things we wanted to discuss. And so I've done an outline, Sister LaShelle, and I'm going to start with you, and then I want the other sisters to chime in. So we're going to cover point number one. Who are the MGT?
All right. All praise is due to Allah. Let me say this. For anyone who saw the title of this and had any we're going to put the disclaimer out there early. We're going to add one more rule to the rules list. There will be no bashing of the FOI on my watch. I absolutely love the FOI. As I stated, I am the mother of three, and I'm sorry if I didn't tell you, there were three sons. I have no daughters. So I have no time for the bashing of the FOI. As Minister Fairchild said once, and I'm going to use this quote in my terms right now, I don't have time to throw trash down the well I'm trying to get a drink of water out of. I'm trying to raise FOI.
Crazy.
So I can't keep throwing garbage at the
That's
home.
Right.
The
fathers,
the mentors, the protectors of my sons.
Wait a minute,
Sister Michelle.
Hold on. Can
you
hear me?
Oh, Sister
Gidget.
Hold on,
Sister
Gidget. Is that a brother on the line? Yeah, it's Brother Rakim Muhammad, sister. Uh-oh. Listen, I just want to know. I know it's a sister show, but I want to make sure I'm not in no trouble for any comments I made last week. If I am, let me know.
I'm in trouble for buying them ribs. You in trouble. Sister Lachelle going to eat your lime on that one. I'm sorry. I'm letting you know.
Praise
God. But I just knew I heard another voice, and I wanted to make sure that, you know, somebody wasn't talking on the line, and I wanted to make sure we heard Sister Lachelle. But I knew that voice that I heard. I knew it was a brother that sneaked in here. Assalamualaikum,
oh,
yes,
sister.
This is our CEO and our founder of Nation Building, Brother Rakeem Khalik Muhammad. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, ma'am. I snuck through the back door of the building, sister. You know, this is Nation Building. I snuck through the back door, and I heard I was in a little trouble. You know how it is when you know you're in some trouble about something, and you putting on about 4 or 5 pairs of pants before you come home?
Oh, but you're the one that taught my son to do that. You're the one that taught my son to do that.
Mine too.
Pastor, you're going to have me tonight because Sister Lachelle said, oh, she got something to say with the brother who bought the ribs for the sister.
That's right.
So, hey, you might as well skip back and just prepare for your beating because it's coming. And she the first one to.
Sister Gidget, I'm sorry, sister. I'm on the wrong show. I'm going to see y'all next week.
You're going with the BYC.
Yes, that's that. Okay, Sister Lachelle, I'm sorry. So let's start over. So who are the MGT for those that don't know?
As Brother Minister Raful Hakeem Muhammad teaches us all the time at Citizen Detroit, he says, if you're a sister and you don't think you need a man, something is wrong with you. So
that's
we
right.
absolutely know. And any sister who doesn't know, that's a whole other show. We'll talk to her on a separate show. We absolutely want the FOI to know that we're not coming to class on Saturday morning from 9 to 12 not to be taught exactly how to please them. That is what we're being taught, so that we can be the comforter of the God that's about to bring this world into the new world order. That's what the MGT are being trained to do. We work hard to be pleasing to Allah, that we might be a service of the FOI that he is creating to show the men. When these brothers are going out on Monday night, they're showing these brothers with their shirt off and their pants sagging how to pull their pants up and get themselves together. Allah is producing these guys to go out and wake up the other guys that don't even know they're in a coma. But these brothers deserve to come on to comfort. They deserve to come on to a sister who knows exactly what the streets are looking like and exactly what the brother had to deal with when he went out there on Monday night. That's what we're training hard to do. So what I want to ask the FOI is to give us the opportunity to show you all of our training units. Now, one of the brothers made the comment last week trying to walk a post sister to the car, trying to help the sister with her bag. She said, I got it. I don't need you here. He tried to open the car door. I got my own car door. Please don't get impatient with us, brothers, because we may be independent and we may be a little wounded. We're getting ordinary. We're getting help. We're drinking milk. We're getting stronger. Be patient with your sister. Give us a chance to get ourselves together. Don't give up on us and say, well, I'd rather go out and get a lost found, buy her a plate of, well, not a lost found, because we all lost found. Go out and get a 9 registered sister, buy her a plate of ribs, cast out 7 devils, and bring her into the mouth myself. Give us a chance to keep casting out the devils in us. We're cleaning ourselves up for you, brothers, but we're being trained how to divinely take care of you. And we wanted the brothers to know that even if sometimes you walk up on us to assist us, and right now our mind is so cluttered with the stresses of being the head of the household, please know that on that hard shell, there ain't nothing but M&M. It's soft on the inside. Just give us a little. You just warmed us up just a little bit. We are milk for you. We want to be the girls for you. That's why we are the MGT. Because the little girl knows that the quickest way to the heart of her father is to stay that innocent girl. And that's what we strive to do for Allah, so we can be pleasing to Allah. We know we can please the black man because that's what he wants. So we're asking you to look into our hearts and know to be patient with us, brothers, because we're striving. Just give us a minute. Just give us a minute. Don't give up on us. And I pass it to my sister Fatima.
As he throw the mic down and walk away.
Right. Throw the mic down.
Hey, listen. I heard the sneaker tag, the ribs. The ribs. I have not bought another plate of ribs since then. But, you know, I'm listening, sister. I'm listening.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you, Sister Lashelle. That was a beautiful answer. I just want to camelback and add to that. When Sister Gidget asked the question, what is the MGT? For those who may be on the line and may have no idea what those letters stand for, just to give you an idea, MGT and GCC stands for Muslim Girls Training in General Civilization Class. And what we've been taught is this was the name given to the training of women and girls in North America, how to keep house, how to rear our children, how to take care of our husbands, so cook, and in general, how to act at home and abroad. These training units were named by our prophet and leader of Islam, W.D. Farai. Now, I say that to say this, just like what Sister Lashelle said, when you're looking at these classes, we don't just go to these classes for merely cooking and swapping recipes. Sewing is not just how to make a headpiece or a tunic top. These are training units that we are learning the root science, so that what is in us that Allah has deposited in us, we can develop and bring forth, which is not just for the benefit of ourselves and our family, but it benefits our community and our nation ultimately. So as we have been taught, and I'll end on this note to get you, as we've been taught, we're those that are being prepared to bring forth a new world reality. But a new world reality can't take place unless you have a new woman. And how would you have a new woman unless there's a training for all that this world has put on us? There has to be a training that takes place to bring us into the original mind, back into that which God created us to be. And that class is set up in the MGT and GCC. And like Sister Michelle, I'm a proud sister that goes to that class to sit down so that we can sit like the scientists and extract as much wisdom out of those classes that were designed to make us the best we can be and being a help meet to those brothers who are striving to be the FOI in our society. Thank you. Sister Denise, I pass to you.
Okay. Sister Denise, you have something to say about the MGT? Yes,
ma'am. The Messenger of Allah, Honorable Elijah Muhammad, has worked hard and faithfully during the past 34 years to raise the level of black women here among the Lost Sound Nation of Islam to one of the respected places in civilized society. And so we come into MGT as broken women. We come into MGT women who have, some of us have not had formal trainings by our mothers and our grandmothers. Some of us come into MGT wearing both hats as mother and father. And being a mother of five children, I divorced at an early age, and so I became both masculine and the female energy in my home. And so a lot of times when brothers interact with MGT and they appear to be hard, not that we're hard, it's just that when you've had to wear a masculine hat for a while, you tend to lose that feminine nature. And coming into the MGT class has helped us slowly rid and shed that nature that we've had to pick up being the male in our homes. And so we thank Master Farah Muhammad for setting this class up to help us to re-educate ourselves again, how to become that soft feminine woman again, you know, how to be the helpmate to our husband again. And so the MGT GCC class is a class where we come together as women, first of all, to establish our sisterhood, to learn how to humble ourselves with all of the classes that we have. We have to take instructions from women. We have to learn how to be sisters to one another. Then we learn how to be proper wives. Then we learn how to be intelligent mothers, where we give birth to gods. Then we learn how to be the proper helpmeet to a man. Because in the beginning, God said that he would give man his helpmeet. And we know that Allah has taught us that in the nature of the man is greatness. and that it only that only a woman can bring that nature out. And so Islam is helping us to learn how to be the proper mate to help our FOIs become the gods that we know that Allah created them to be. And I, like Sister Lachelle, there is no greater man than an FOI. You know, to see FOIs grow into from like a little boy to a grown man, because when we come into Islam, we're like lost children. We've truly lost the knowledge of ourselves. Our brothers have lost who they are. Our women, we've lost who we are. And when we come up under the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, we're his babies, and we're growing. And so when we as MDT look and see our brothers growing from when they first enter to Islam, and then they come in and they start shining that light of wisdom and knowledge and understanding upon them, their light is so bright that I can understand the women that are not in Islam seeing our brothers and feeling just as proud and attracted to that light in which we all see. So I just want to thank the FOI today for taking that challenge and putting the world on their shoulders, stepping out being the gods that Allah is creating them to be the protector of the black woman and the children. And so all praise is due to Allah. We love you, FOI. We really do.
Yes, ma'am. And you know, I want to add, you know, that something that maybe people who are not in the Nation of Islam don't understand, that the training is specifically for the women, and there's a training that is specifically for the man, but those trainings together coincide in order to build a stronger nation and enhance the relationship. Because when you have an FOI as a husband, and if you don't understand the Muslim program, and if you don't understand soldiering, and you don't understand the dietary law, and if you don't understand the restrictive law, you're going to have a hard time functioning in household of an FOI, and vice versa. So that training that we receive as MGT is a particular training for a very particular man. And so I just want to put that out there. And so now, Sister Lachelle, we're going to come back to you and the next point that you had on your list was, what is an FOI? In your opinion.
You know, without stepping too far off into the Monday night class, because I wouldn't want my sons to think that I've been peeking in their notebooks or anything. And then Sister Lachelle be heard from no more, because they surely do not play that. But we know that an FOI is one that is constantly striving to improve himself, meeting and overcoming all obstacles in his path. So if one of the obstacles in his path to him finding his queen is that, you know, we know the black woman has been corrupted, is that he has to be a little bit patient with something that's been corrupted. We ask you to please take on that challenge and don't allow the obstacles of whether sisters, well, we might just need a little bit more patience to stop you from getting the queen that's intended for you. I'm going to share a little story, and Sister Fatima can bear me witness. I know she'll know exactly what I'm speaking of. We had a couple in our mosque, and the sister was a Christian sister. She married a brother of the FOI, and she would complain about how much the brother, when she would be amongst us, how much the brother was gone, pushing the program away from the family. She didn't understand that him being gone, pushing the program, was to build a better life for the family. All she knew is he gone all the time with his mom stuff. So the pressure kept building, and she eventually pulled her husband, who loved her very much, away from the mosque. He would come out from time to time, but he was no longer the FOI we all knew him to be, to keep peace in his household. See, he was married to a sister who was within the ranks. She would understand that the brother's not out selling papers. This is not about a dollar paper. Are you kidding me? These are men who are well-accomplished men in various professions. They're not paper boys. Newspaper to draw your attention so they can save lives. They're more important than a trauma surgeon at Detroit Receiving Hospital. them more important than the MASH unit out on the battlefield in the wars in Iraq. These brothers are out here in the streets with no protection but Allah, which is all they need. But they're willing to go anywhere just to give somebody a word. And Minister Farrakhan has already told us a word will only work for some of us. But these brothers are still willing to go out there and shoot a couple of words at 1,000 people and hope that one wake up and say, hey, what you talking about over there about that Islam? He has to come home. He can't come home to a sister that's like, you've been gone all day. Then you went to FOI class. You was out the street. Now you got home. All the children sleeping. You ain't helped little Ricky with his homework. See, he needs to come home with someone who understands that we hope you stay out one more hour. You can't stay out long enough for us to be disappointed. We're more excited the longer that you're gone. We know that an FOI is saying, I'm willing to put my life on the line to make a better world for everybody else. Everybody else out there talking about, I'm going to do me. Everybody else out there talking about, you got to get yours. The FOI is saying, I got to do my nation. The FOI is out there saying, it's nation building time. And FOI is out there saying, I got to get ours. See, he understands the unique connection of all of us together. And he deserves to have a woman at home that's sending him a text message while he's out there saying, get them, baby, get them all. Get them all for the messenger, baby. Get them all for Master Prophet Muhammad, baby. Get all of them that you can. Baby, I ordered you some more business cards for you to take out, which is not. Baby, I already got your shirt iron. I already got your bath drawn. I already got your dinner ready. What you, how you want me to do? I got your socks ready. I fixed that hole. I cleaned that collar. I got that newspaper ink off your glove. I got you, baby. How can I serve you so you can go out there strong and make this happen for us? See, we know what an FOI means because that's what Master Farah Muhammad set up the class to teach us. So we ask you, just be a little patient with us. Just be a little patient with us. I promise you, under the warm glow of the love of an FOI, see, all three of us are single sisters on the line, and under the warm glow of the love of an FOI, whatever you see as the hardness on us that needs to be softened, whatever you see on us that needs to be melted away, it would melt away with ease. You can't tell me that these divine teachers have not been created, knowing in advance there will be a woman who will be the head of a household that might be a little tough to deal with. We don't have a man around us sometimes for years. See, these sisters that are not under the confines of our law, they might have had a boyfriend just before you met her and took her out. So she may be used to being under the protection of a man. See, most of us are not. I am a lioness raising lion cubs that are getting pretty strong over here in the den. So I might have to be a little tougher to keep my lion cubs where I need them to be so they're ready to go out and get their own den. But that does not mean that I'm not ready to turn the reins over to this bad boy at any time to the man that's ready to take on the challenge. So we know that the brothers have been destroyed, but we also know the builder. We also know the resurrector. And we also know these brothers have heard a word that made them get up, pull their pants on, put a shirt on, and go teach someone else what they have been taught. So trust us. We know what an FOI is. So give us a chance to show you the FOI you really could be if you had an MGT in your corner. See, a good boxer ain't no good if he ain't got a good cut man in his corner. Somebody better say amen. I said a boxer is no good unless you got a good cut man
amen.
In his corner. If you choose an MGT, you got a good cut man in your corner, brother. So when you come to the corner, you sit down, you need somebody to say, now see, what you need to do is pick your left up. Now you got somebody in the corner who don't know the game. She's talking about, you ain't shooting no threes, baby. This boxing, mate. This not basketball. So you go and get a sister who don't know this training. She don't know what coaching to give you. She doesn't know the game. Brother, we know the game because we're in it with you. So please don't make yourself a one-legged man in a two-legged man race. Come on and get your other leg. Stick it out with us. And we promise you, heaven is at the foot of the woman. I pass it to my sister.
Okay, Sister Michelle, darling, honey, I just want to know, did you breathe at all?
I hate to tell you, one, I'm a minister, and two, I'm a DI. I got a lot of wins. I'm a minister and a DI. I got a lot of wins.
She teaching hard. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay, we're going to take a breath for her. Okay. Now, Sister Fatima,
yes,
what is an FOI?
What is an FOI? Well, once again, just to clear those letters, the fruit of Islam. Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches and listens to the black man that the fruit of Islam means the first converts to Islam here in America and the first people to be clean and made fit to be called Muslim. Now, with the brothers being the ones who carry those letters, so we all can say that we're fruit of Islam. But the brothers hold those letters, F-O-I. And like Sister Lachelle, there is, and Sister Denise have shared as well, there is no greater joy as a woman who serves in this nation than to see the mighty black man stand up. And be it that he in a suit and a bow tie or he wearing a uniform with the universe on his shoulders, we are proud to say that we're under the security of men who are striving to be righteous. In a world that promotes men wearing skinny jeans, calling their women out of their names, men who can go and get women from other communities, that we can look at men who are striving to be those men who are trained in the army of Allah to go out for our people. These brothers give their lives to the resurrection. Now, if you remember in the Bible, Jesus had disciples. Our disciples stand today in the FOI. These are the brothers who go out front, laying down their lives so that we can have a new world to stand in. So the mighty FOI, when we see them, there's a quote of the minister, Sister Lachelle, come off mute. There's a quote of the minister that it wraps it all up to me of what the FOI is. And sadly, Sister Lachelle know it verbatim, and I don't want to mess the words up of the minister. So, Sister Lachelle, you know the quote I'm speaking of. Can you recite that quote?
You know it's my favorite quote. Men, yes, who are the honor of men. Men that when children look at them, they wish that they were their fathers. Men that when women see them, they desire them because in them they see the Spirit of God.
That's the mighty FOI. Sister Denise?
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
We're
going to hear from Sister Denise because we really losing a lot of time. We're going to hear from Sister Denise, and we're going to ask the audience a question. Okay, come on, Denise. What is the FOI to you?
Thank you so much. I believe Sister Fatima and Sister Lachelle pretty much wrapped that up. There is no more that you can say about an FOI other than what these two sisters have expressed. I have been married before to an FOI, and I tell you the joy that I got from seeing this brother going out, giving his time and energy and effort and coming home really gave me the joy of servicing this brother and making sure that after he went out into the world that he had a home to come to, that the MGT class taught me how to provide an environment for this brother where he can come in and lay it down, where he can come in and through my energy and through the nature of the MGT stimulate his mind and keep his mind moving and bringing him into another thought pattern and helping him purify his mind and his body as well as the food that the MGTs are taught to feed our brothers and the courses that we're on and teaching us how to elevate our mind and connect to the mind of the brother and help him become that creator that Allah has created him to be. So on that note, I think Sister Lachelle and Sister Fatima basically said all that can be said to me about FOIs.
Okay, well, you got one more MGT on the line, and that's me, and I got something to say.
Praise be to
Allah. Speak up,
let me tell you who the fruit of Islam are. They are our nation's front line. They are the ones that protect us with their lives. But more so than that, before we look at them and desire them as husbands, we love them unconditionally as brothers. They are our brothers in faith and in spirit and in truth because they have accepted the same teachings as the MGT. So naturally, we love the FOI. So they are our brothers. They are our first line of defense. They are our security. They are our comfort. And I just wanted to put that out there. I want them to get all the love they can get from the MGT tonight, because I think they were expecting to get beat up. But we always turn the tables. Okay. DJ Black, are there any questions?
Yes, we have a question from 813. 813, you can make your comment or ask your question. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Identify yourself, please.
Yes, ma'am. This is Brother James Muhammad in Florida.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. First and foremost, I want to give our beloved sisters and all of you in the studio, if you will, my love and greetings. Again, of assalamu alaikum. And I wanted to say, as I was listening to the testimony and the great defense that was given by our sisters, particularly Sister Lachelle, I have never felt more proud to be an FOI, dear sister. And I listened, and I want to thank you for that. Secondly, as I listened to your impassioned appeal for the men to be patient with you, I understand the base from which you come, but I would say we need to appeal to you to be patient with us. Your statement was that there cannot be a new world without a new woman, and that is absolutely the truth. But there cannot be a new woman without a new man. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that there was no such thing as a no good woman. Every no good woman was made no good by a no good man. And so I understand where you're coming from, my dear sister, but it is we who appeal to you for your patience, your tolerance. It is we who appeal to you for the mercy, as you represent the merciful attribute of Almighty God Allah. It is you to whom we appeal, because we know that you cannot be new except there is a new man, and thank Allah that he's produced that new man or new mind in the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, dear sister, you are so precious and so valuable, and I hope I don't upset any of my co-religionists, but the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said, if there were no God, and the only other creature in creation that would be worthy of worship is the woman. You all can take that however you like it. I'm certainly not advocating any man to fall down at the feet of any woman and worship her. But he was underscoring and highlighting the importance of the woman. And I'll close with some of the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad regarding the woman and her origination. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that God, in the process of creating himself out of the darkness of the universe, he saw in himself a second self. And in that process of self-creation, he brought out of himself a second self and ordained that this aspect of himself would be the self through whom he would reproduce himself over and over again ad infinitum. It is not the man through whom the human being comes. It is the woman through whom the human being comes. And you are more than a woman. You are the second self of God. I hope those listening will understand that. Don't even consider lowering your standard simply because God has decided to try you and to try your patience until he finds for you a maid. And every sister that finds herself single at this time, use this time to make herself the best second self of God that she can possibly make herself to be. God is fashioning a man for you, dear sister. There's no question about it. And you just keep on working on self. And as I said, it is we who are indebted to you. It is we who appeal to you for your patience with us. I thank all of you for allowing me to say these words. And I'm telling you, I'm so proud right about now, I'm going to have to adjust the buttons on my shirt and on my, my suit jacket.
Well, Brother James, I want to tell you that, brother, we really appreciate you calling in. We really appreciate you exhibiting your heart to us, and we feel your love, brother, and we are all in this together. So we love you and appreciate you so much. So thank you for calling in and sharing that on your heart with us. Okay,
Sister
Lachelle, you got something you want to say to Brother James before we go to the next question?
I love my brother. Like you said, Sister Gigi, we love them first and brothers. I love Brother James.
Love you too, sis.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Please send the greetings to my sister as well.
I sure will.
Can I say something? I salute like your Brother James.
Wa alaikum salam, sir.
It's Brother Rakim, Khalik Muhammad, brother. I'm going to tell you something, black man. With that, what you just demonstrated to the world, how good it feels, it should feel for a man to be an FOI. Brother, you make me proud.
All praise is due to Allah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I love listening to you, brother. You got a beautiful spirit, brother. Keep on teaching. Keep on soldiering, black man. And I'm sure we're going to get some of these single sisters married. That's our mission.
Absolutely.
Right. We got to have Brother James on the show.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
We got to get you here.
It would be a great honor.
Brother
and
James is the truth. He is the truth.
Okay, well, Brother James, you look me up on Facebook if I'm not already your Facebook friend. I'm Gidget Aziza Mariam Muhammad. Send me a friend's request and we're going to talk.
Okay, very good, dear sister. Is that Sister Gidget you said?
Gidget, yes. G-I-D-G-E-T Aziza,
okay.
A-Z-I-Z-Z-A.
All right, my dear sister, I will certainly do that. And I look forward to talking with you all in the very near future by Allah's grace. I love you all, dear sister.
We love you too, brother. Thank you. All right, DJ Black Caesar, do we have a question in chat or on the line?
No, ma'am, we don't have any more questions. But if I could just interject something. For everyone that's online right now, I see a lot of people in queue, like a lot. You guys go down at the bottom, scroll down at the bottom of the page if you're on this website. Go down at the bottom of the page. There's a like section for Facebook. And leave your information down there. Put your Facebook information down there. It'll be easier because we got so many people online tonight that I'm sure everybody's going to go back and listen to this show over and over again. So if you please do that, that'll be great, and then they can get back to you on that. So it's real easy if you do that.
Okay, and please, if you have a question, push 1 on your keypad or go to the chat section and leave a question, and DJ Black Caesar will read it to us, and we will be more than happy to accommodate you on that question. Okay.
hold on for a second. We got somebody just asked the question. We got 318. Your mic is open. You can speak now, make a comment, or ask your question.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, queen. Can you identify yourself, please?
Sister Tracy Muhammad from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Yes, ma'am. As-salamu alaykum. How are you?
Wa alaykum salam, ma'am. I'm fine, by Allah's grace. The question that I have is, what is it, the topic of discussion is, what the FOI, discussing the FOI, knowing about the MGT?
Well, what it is that we're about to kind of get into the heart of it, because there seems to be a great disconnect or a lack of, you know, marriages and courtships in the nation. And so we're really just trying to address those issues to find out why either side is hesitant of, creating, you know, families and going into courtship and marrying, because it seems to have come to a great halt for some reason. So we're just trying to get to the core of the matter. Last week, sister, I don't know if you were on, we had the brothers on that would, you know, address challenges that they were facing. So now it's the MGT turn.
Yes. I have a comment, and then I'm going to listen to the rest of the show.
Okay, well, we appreciate that. Thank you, sister, for calling so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, please, any more questions?
Yeah, I think we got one in the chat room. Hold on for a second. Let me look and see. Somebody in the chat room has something to say, and let me see if they got it. It says, what is spooky? What's keeping it real? And where do you see the line and the balance between the FOI and the MGT?
Okay, can you read that again? Who is spooky or what is spooky?
Hold on 1 second. Let me go back and find it again. It says, number one, what is spooky? What is keeping it real? And where do you see the line between the balance between the FOI and the MGT?
Okay. Well, we're gonna let Sister Fatima answer that first. Sister Fatima.
What is spookiest, I guess, based on if we made that statement, I'm not sure where the question came from, if we said the term spooky. But we generally use that term when we're saying something not factually based. What is keeping it real is stating the actual facts, maybe without all the sugarcoating it, but giving it to you direct, without tiptoeing through the tulips, if you will. And the latter part was, what was the question?
I think it says, what is the line or something between FOI and MGT?
It says what's the balance between the FOI and the MGT, the balance?
What is the balance? So
yeah.
I'm assuming from the question, and again, not knowing fully and understanding fully what the person is asking, but the balance of the FOI and the MGT, from what I can understand of the question, is to show forth the creation, as Brother James just pointed out when he spoke about when he said the new man. And we know that the new woman have to be created. The balance of the FOI and the MGT is the training coming together to bring forth something that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said and our Savior has arrived, that when you have a new man and a new woman, it'll look like we on a new earth. That's the new world order. When we are creating something anew, something that has never been seen before, the balance with the FOI coming with the training that they're receiving, then you take the training of the MGT and you put these two together and you have a complement of one another, the sister being the help me to the brother, helping him achieve the goal that by Allah's permission he's striving to work out. And then at the same time, we both bring forth, not tears, but we bring forth God. And then we see the hereafter in our family as we continue. We see the hereafter around us from that which we brought forth. So if I'm understanding the question like I do, the balance would be bringing forth the training from the FOI and the training of the MGT to create us a new world reality.
Yes,
okay,
check it out. I hope I answered
their question
the way they wanted.
Check it out. I guess I read the question wrong. They just wrote back, and it's the high road. They said, number one, I mean in the terms of relating between the FOI and the MGT. Read the question right, man. Okay. So.
Let me just knock this out the box right quick since he wants an answer. Let me tell you what the balance is between the FOI and the MGT. Let me give you a very, you know, layman's term example. It's just like being on a seesaw. And somebody on one end weigh 500 pounds and somebody on the other end weigh 100 pounds. There's no balance there. Nobody gets to fluctuate. One person is carrying all the weight. The balance that is created in the relationship between the FOI and the MGT is that the training that each of these individuals receive complement one another. In our nature, in the creation of the earth and in the creation of man, our nature has a wobble. And that is the wobble between good and evil. And when we get on that path of good and we accept these teachings and then we practice that half of our faith, which is marriage, it gives us the balance to keep us in alliance with Allah. Now, I hope that answered your question.
Praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum, okay. Sister Shadith Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum, ma'am.
I'd like to try to attempt to answer that question as well.
Denise, I thought you said Khadijah. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
From what I'm thinking the brother is trying to say is one of the balances, I believe, is that we become brothers and sisters in the sense of the faith and as well as socializing. You know, when you have a brother, your brother is so close to you. When you have a blood brother, your brother is your friend. He's your protector. I mean, you do things with. But under the Nation of Islam, we have a restrictive law that keeps us in a straight and narrow path. But the balance is when you can laugh with your brother and knowing that the brother is looking at you to the utmost highest respect, and a sister who can laugh with her brother and produces herself or conducts herself to the highest level, where when they cross each other in the mosque, we can be friendly. We don't have to be afraid as if the brother's going to touch me or the sister's going to touch me. We're trained to carry ourselves to the utmost highest as the goddesses and gods that we are. But the balance is when we can be friends with one another. We can joke and laugh with one another. We can have social events like for Savior's Day when they have the seniors, singles, and they have dances where you can dance, and like the Holy Day of Atonement when the minister gave us that time of family where, you know, the believers were in a picnic. And so the balance is when we cannot be afraid of one another. We should be so firm on our Islam and so right with ourselves and Allah that we should not be afraid to give the brother a warm greeting or give the sister a warm greeting or afraid that if you touch them, you know, you're going to, oh my God, Allah is going to strike you down. And so that's what I'm kind of getting from that question when the brother says the balance, because a lot of the, I've heard a lot of comments that, you know, sisters are afraid to touch the brother when they walk past them. If you're walking upright as an MGT, you shouldn't be afraid of a brother. If a brother's walking right as an FOI, he shouldn't be afraid if you, you know, might accidentally hit a sister. It's part me. It was a mistake. And so sometimes we get so rigid in the mosque that we tend to become robots around of one another as opposed to being brothers and sisters.
He said you hit it on the head.
Praise be to Allah.
Okay, I'm glad somebody did. Okay.
Praise be to Allah.
Okay, let's get down to the meat of the discussion because we're almost embarking on an hour and my phone is about to hang up. So, I want Sister Denise to give us, give me one form or one example of rejection that you may have felt, or give me one example of what you think the problem is, that what is causing the disconnect.
I feel that we tend to see the end product of what a FOI and an MGT is. but yet we're still striving. We have not reached that perfected state yet. And so when we look at each other, we say, oh, that's not an FOI. Maybe because the brother may have fallen short to something, or maybe the sister is struggling with certain things in her personal life where she has not reached that level, because we come from all walks of life. We come from all kind of past experiences. And so, and we still carry a lot of the world's, what would you say, the way the devil has trained us, we still carry a lot of self-hatred towards one another. And so we're still striving from a lot of the woes that we come into the mosque with. We still have a lot of hurt in us. A lot of sisters are still hurt and mistrusting of brothers. So if a brother may say something to her, oh, that's not an FOI. You know, he's supposed to be an FOI. Well, he's striving to be an FOI. The same as a sister. We have sisters that come into the nation who didn't have mother rearing, who didn't know how to be taught like to be a young lady, or who was molested as a young child. So she's going through so many different layers of peeling things out that it might take one sister or one brother longer to achieve the goal than another. And so when we get into the ranks of being FOI and MGT, it's a process. It's going to take a while for some of us. Some of us may get it quicker because of our experiences and upbringing. Some of us, it may take a longer time to become or see the light at the end of the tunnel. When you're coming in and you may be coming out of drugs, or you might have been a sister who has been abused all her life, it's going to take some time to shed those layers of pain and mistrust and hurt out. So we're not going to be NGT overnight. We're not going to be that perfected form overnight, because the mosque is a training ground. It's a place where we're learning to work out what we're being taught. We're learning how to apply the lessons and the disciplines and the structure. So, you know, I'm just saying is that it takes a while, and we tend to be, you know, a little judgmental on believers just because we're labeled FOI or MGT.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And Sister Lachelle?
Yes, ma'am. Same question.
What, give me one example of rejection that you may be feeling.
You know, let me answer it this way. I think one of the issues that causes that feeling of rejection or the disconnect, and I don't want to speak for the brothers, but I know it's an issue to the sisters we're trying to get into courtships, is the brothers that taught men are maintainers of women. And, of course, in this world's order, finance, you know, comes up into play. And it's, well, brother, you got to keep the sister in the way she's been accustomed to. You can't take her down. You can either maintain her or take her up. So the brothers got that set in their head, and so do the sisters. And it's messing us up. Not that, you know, look at the prophet, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, in Khadija. She was wealthy. We would not have the story we have today if he had waited till he got more wealthy than her to marry her. But because of the knowledge that he had and his ability to work with what she had, and he was an honest man, and he was a good man, he was able to increase what Khadija had by Allah's permission. See, we have to look at each other as a team. This demon, this beast, has set this system up where we make more money than them, period. Now, black folks making less money than white folks, but black women are getting more opportunities than our black men. So for us to set it up saying, your check got to be bigger than my check, or you can't court me, then we're going to be single a long time. Waiting, because the system is set up to break up the black family. They've been doing that since slavery. That's real. Talking about keeping it real. Let's keep it real, real. They've been breaking up the black family for a long time, and they didn't change the game. It's still the same. They would sell off your children, money. Sell off a man's wife, money.
So now it's the same thing. Now they just buy the sisters with a bigger check and make us not want our men, and we choose someone else. So the rejection is set into the system that the beast is set up to destroy the power base. The power base is the black man married to the black woman producing beautiful black babies. That's the power base. If you upset the power base, now they know they got us unstable and therefore can push us over and destroy us. Not that I'm saying the brother should be sitting at home playing the PlayStation. Absolutely not. Because we talked about the FOI. They ain't about to do that anyway. But I can say for myself, when I was married to the father of my children, when I married that brother, I made more money than him. And we were discouraged to get married until he made more money. Well, that brother, when we got married anyway because we was in love, we was young, we weren't being obedient. But that brother showed and proved in no limit of time, because he wanted to be married to me and produce a family, he went out and made that money happen. He went out and got a side hustle that he didn't even know he knew how to cut hair. Somebody taught him. Another FOI took the time to talk to the brother how to cut hair. So he made extra money cutting hair, and between his job and cutting hair, he made more money than me. But if I'd only looked at what he had right then, I wouldn't have accepted the courtship. But the brother said, if you put some faith in me, I can do this. I'll make this happen for us. And he did. And by the time we were 5-10 years into the marriage, brother was making so much money, I was able to come home completely. So I know it can be done, but we let this money thing, this maintenance thing, this finance piece, we let it trip us up when there are ways around that, when there's ways that a brother can, he'll make that happen. And I think there may be some brothers out there that need that same inspiration as the father of my children need. To see that family coming together, to see that wife right there at his fingertips, inspired him to go and make it happen in a financial way so that we could be secure. So I think the financial piece is one thing that's causing the rejection on both sides. The sister already driving the Lexus, she looking at the brother that's driving the Tempo like, he got to get on my level. But she don't know the brother got a BMW on his mind. But if we don't have that conversation, we can't see where each other's willing to go. Well, he see the sister with the Lexus truck and think, oh, I can't court her. I'll go court the sister who's catching the bus, because at least I got the Tempo. Not knowing that the sister with the Lexus truck, she got that truck as a gift when she graduated from college. What she needs is a brother to maintain her spiritually. She needs a brother to help maintain her emotionally. She needs a brother to help maintain her mentally. She needs other maintenance. There's more steps to maintenance than just paying my rent. I got the rent. What else can you bring to the table? Because if all the man brought to the table was rent, we'd really be in trouble. I'm going to need more than you to bring some rent to the table. So I think that that's another thing that causes us to reject each other when it's really so small. It can really be worked out with a conversation. But like Denise said, we can't be spooky. We got to be willing to have that conversation with each other.
Yes, ma'am. And let me remind the audience or whoever, if you're not talking right now, please put your phone on mute, because I'm hearing a lot of interference and it's hard to hear. So please, if you will bear with us, put your phones on mute until we call you. I'm going to bring up Sister Denise right now. Sister Denise, can you identify one issue of rejection that maybe you've experienced or that you bore witness to that you think is causing a divide between the MGT and the FOI?
Do you mean Sister Gidget, Sister Fatima?
I'm sorry?
Did you mean to say Sister Fatima, Sister Denise?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Y'all, I found it. I don't know. Start speaking. I know Sister Lachelle now, because Sister Lachelle is the one that don't breathe. But between you and Denise... Hey, I don't know. Okay, so Sister Fatima, yes, ma'am.
Sister Gidget, I have three sons that outtalk me. I got two brothers. I'm the only girl in my whole family surrounded by men. I got to get it in quick. So you have to excuse me.
Hey, I've been right there, sister. I grew up in the house with 10 brothers. I got you.
Okay, thank you.
Praise be to Allah. One of the things I think Sister Denise and Sister Lachelle has covered, too, important factors. I think one of the things we also need to look at is, realistically, do we have proper perception and expectations of each other?
Yes.
What Sister Lachelle and Sister Denise have covered, you know, a lot of times, just by here in Detroit, by Allah's permission, we have a great NOI singles committee to make sure that we have activity where we're able to sit, interact, and be able to have that open dialogue where those things that maybe we can't discuss in the mosque in a more structured setting, but in a more relaxed setting, we're able, you know, properly to be able to discuss things that's more on our mind, or as the caller earlier said, keeping it real. You know, I think sometimes we don't really know clearly what we're expecting from the other. So the expectations, sometimes if you're looking for it, like Sister Michelle said, in the car, but even taking out the automobile, some of us looking for a brother to look like Mustafa, teach like Minister Farrakhan, and have security down like the Supreme, you know. The brother's looking for sisters to teach like Mother Tineta, sew like Mother Khadija, and cook like Sister Dolores Ali. And so we're coming into these things with all of these kind of false expectations. I think that's one thing. I think another factor that we have to keep in mind as well is that when we come in together, the brothers and the sisters, we're talking about two individuals who've already been, for lack of a better term, they're damaged. Now we come together in this one house under the restrictive law, trying our best to follow it properly, but not quite really knowing what to do. So we bump in heads and we're kind of confused, and you don't want to speak to the sister out of turn, and she don't want to speak to you out of turn, and lower my gaze, and okay, dear, can I look up now? So I think the social outings, the settings, Friday night study group, Wednesday night, allow us to see each other, see what's on the other's mind. When we have the NOI single outings and the NOI single big trips, this allows you to get to know the brothers and sisters on another level. But it's a lot, I think, Sister Gidgee. It's not just one thing I would say is holding back the number of marriages and courtships. I think there's a lot of factors. I would even go so far to ask in some of the study groups in mine, how many happy couples are you looking at in your mind? See, if the brothers don't even see another brother happy and in love, what's inspiring him to stay happy or to get a sister from our circle? If there's no brothers in the mosque who look like they're happy with their MGT wife, you see? So I think it's a lot of factors, not just one factor that I could put my finger on, but I think there's many dynamics to this problem.
Absolutely, and there are. We just don't have enough time to talk on them all. That's why I wanted you all to name a specific one. And, you know, and the brothers, you know, now, maybe in Detroit that you have those opportunities to talk to one another in those different settings. However, what I have heard from a lot of FOI is that there are no social events. You know, now I'm not talking about the marriage retreats and the singles retreats,
right?
Because a lot of times it is not a conducive situation for one to travel or to participate in these retreats and go across the country. But in their local mosque, as a whole nation, I do not think, from what I'm hearing, there are a lot of opportunities where there are social events where singles can actually get together in a proper setting, maybe chaperoned by some married couples, you know, maybe having an event on Saturday night where singles can get together and socialize. So across the country, that's what I'm hearing, is that the opportunity does not present itself. And, you know, I want to ask you, you know, and this is just a simple question, and we're going to move on to another issue because we're going to try to cover as much as we can. But I want to ask you, how many of you have well-established friendships with the FOI in your mosque or across the nation? I'm going to get Sister Michelle's answer first.
Oh, man, that's the easy one for me. Like I said, I have only brothers. I have no biological sisters. So it was easy for me to come into the ranks making relationships amongst the brothers because I knew how to be a sister to a brother. What it took me time to learn, actually, was how to be a sister to a sister. So to this day, I mean, but that's just Detroit. I don't know. I mean, I've never lived in any other city, but Detroit, we pride ourselves on being family. You can call somebody at the drop of the hat. We have each other's numbers.
understand if we need each other, it's no problem to call someone and call a brother and get assistance, you know, and the same with the brothers, if they bring their mom to the mosque or aunt, they'll call you and say, or if they're bringing a sister that they're interested in that's not registered, hey, sis, can you look out for my guest? So we have that kind of family relationship. That breathes pretty easy in Detroit generally. And, you know, you have your some people that are purists for the law. No, sister, don't greet the brothers. Brothers, don't greet the sisters. But for the most part, we have those relationships. I do. I know, and Sister Fatima does for sure, and Sister Denise. We came in a time where we were all so young that we didn't, you know, trying to stop us from interacting with each other was impossible. So the wisdom of our minister at the time, Brother Minister Rasul, who was only a couple years older than us, in his mid-20s when he came to Detroit with a bunch of 18 and 19-year-olds, he would tell us, everybody after the lecture today, we're going to Roman's Cave together. Everybody after the lecture this day, we all going bowling. We have a Wednesday night lecture and all go bowling together after the Wednesday night lecture to the midnight glow-in-the-dark bowling lanes. So he taught us how to interact. Our minister taught us, and he was a single man at the time. And I think that could be a trouble in some of the cities. You have a laboring staff that's scared that if we all go roller skating, somebody's going to fornicate. We have to be willing to have our laboring staff, our lieutenants, be willing to show the believers. See, we have to teach each other how to interact properly and make it okay. So I was taught that way when I came in the mosque. It was no, we couldn't all have a good time. That we were taught how to do it properly. And so it was always okay. And I think maybe we need to get back to the teaching and the training and not just the talking and the avoiding.
Okay, Sister Denise?
Yes, ma'am.
What about the establishment of friendship with the FOI?
Well, I think I must have this thing on my forehead that I'm not sure if it says mother or whatever, but a lot of the brothers that I noticed that have wives that are not MGT, I don't know what it is about my spirit, but they'll come and say, Sister Denise, can you speak to my wife? Or I want you to meet my wife. And so that's an honor for me where I feel brothers who have wives who are not MGT, that they would honor me enough to take their wives by the hand and speak to them and guide them. And so I take it upon myself to be a great honor that I carry myself in a way of an MGT, that brothers can see that in me and say, I think I'll have my wife with this sister, because this is the sister that I would want my wife to be an example of. And so I am just so honored when brothers come up to me and introduce their wives to me or say, you know, I'm trying to get my wife in, can you talk with her? So I feel that I've established a relationship with the brothers because, number one, I respect them to the utmost. I mean, the moment my feet hit the ground, I'm, how you doing, brother? Salaam alaikum. I try to make conversation. I let them know that I appreciate them opening up my door. I ask them how their days are going. When we have different events, I serve them to the utmost. I mean, I don't want a brother to even move his cup off the table if we're having an event. So I think by me being an example or striving to be an example of an MGT, that energy within me being an MGT lifts the brother up to be that protector for me and to see the sister in me and to see the light in me that for those who have women or sisters on the outside that they're not married to be able to hand them over to me, knowing that I would be a sister to them first, and then for the brother to respect me enough to give me that honor.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And, okay, did we ask everybody, Sister Fatima, did we talk to you about that?
No, ma'am, but like okay. Sister Lachelle and Sister Denise, and being that we're all out of the same mind, Sister Lachelle made a key point. When we first joined the nation, you know, the Holy Quran, let me just say this, Sister Gigi. The Holy Quran says that the believers are friends of one another. And one of the things I can say being when I first joined the nation in 1990, Detroit was about to host Savior's Day, the Savior's Day in October then. And so we were always out working together. So as Sister Lachelle said, that the friendship of the believer, because you didn't know who you was going to ride with or who was going to secure the sisters. And back then, the minister spoke often, and we were under, you know, if you were within 4 hours of the minister, you go secure the minister. So the brothers would secure it, and we were able to establish, as Sister Lachelle said, that brotherly, sisterly, as well as the friendship amongst each other because we were all working together. And then Minister, Student Minister Rasul had said how Master Farah Muhammad said, if there was a night that was created for the family, it was Tuesday night. So every Tuesday night at Mosque Number 1, you came up for games or eating or music, or Student Minister Rasul might play the piano. And, you know, so we are used to here establishing that brotherly, sisterly, as well as that friendship, never crossing the line by Allah's permission, but keeping that good rapport amongst each other and throughout the state of Michigan.
Yes, ma'am. And that's beautiful, sister. But you know what? I'm just going to tell you, I bear witness that's not everywhere. I think Detroit, the way they putting it down, I think it's the perfect model of what all mosques and study groups need to do. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take some questions if we have any, and then I'm going to come back and comment on something Sister Denise hit on when she was speaking. So, DJ Black Caesar, are there any questions right now?
Yeah, 203, can make your comment, ask your question. Your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir. Can you identify yourself and where you're from?
Yes. Brother Talib Muhammad from New Haven, Connecticut.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I'd like to first and foremost thank you sisters for doing what you're doing. And I would also like to thank my brother James because I actually had hit that number one button a long time ago. But I was actually in tears when I got on the line, when I heard Sister Lachelle, Sister Fatima, and the other sister talking, because, you know, this is what Islam and the Nation of Islam is all about. But I just want to just touch on what you had was asking the sisters about what you think the disconnect is. And I believe it's ego and self-esteem, because, you know, we hear the minister tell us all the time, and he's speaking to the brothers, and I've never been in a sister's class or heard a sister's class, but the sister was able to hear one of our classes, okay, and he's telling us that the sisters are getting educated and the brothers are not. The sisters are making money, are being able to make more money than the brothers. But when you come into the nation and when you marry an MGT and you marry an FOI, that's one. That's one who the sister cares about the brother and the brother cares about the sister. Okay, now we know that the brother is the maintainer, but an MGT is not going to look at a brother and say, like how the minister would say, well, you know, that a sister that's going to take a brother in and going to remind him about who is making the money here. And when she gets tired, you can get out of here. Okay? But a brother, the disconnect is that a brother, he lets his ego get in the way of this sister actually building him up. Because if the brother is making $20,000 and the sister is making 70-something thousand, and the sister is giving him some money for him to go out and do a hustle, like Sister Lachelle was saying about her husband, and now if you're able to go out and buy incense and you're able to go out and buy oil on $500 and you're able to turn $1,000 in, okay, she's not looking at you like, where my $500 at? Okay, She's looking at to see what you're going to do with that $1,000. But we tend to feel like, you know, as opposed to this is a, you know, we're one. We tend to think that, you know, we owe you something. You know, we're in debt to you as opposed to we're one. So, you know, I just like what all the sisters were saying because, you know, without the sisters, the brothers aren't going anywhere. And without the brothers, the sisters aren't going anywhere. The minister tells us that. You know, and, you know, a lot of times the brothers and sisters go back and forth with, you know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that, you know, 75% of his work is with the sisters and 25%, you know, is with the brothers. But I use it like this. I said, okay, sisters, y'all all bake cakes, right? You go, yes.
Yes.
Well, if you have 100% of the ingredients, you have your cake. You can be made and it can be sold or it can be eaten, right? But if you only have 75% of your cake done, how is your cake?
Not well.
You need that 25%, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Then I say to the brothers, well, brother, if you have 25% of a bean pie done, how is your bean pie? You need that 75%, don't you? So
yes, sir.
That 75 and that 25, when you look at it, it's not complete until it's together.
Exactly.
Okay, so the MGT and the FOI are the food of Islam, like Sister Fatima has said. However, the brothers are the fruit. They're out front. But, you know, I just wanted to say something because, you know, I mean, I'm driving, and I just had to pull over, and I just, you know, I'm just in another world right now because, you know, I text a couple of the sisters. I mean, I just like what I hear and what I'm feeling because, you know, you don't hear this all the time. And you're right, sister, you know, what's going on in Detroit may not be going on in every study group and every mile. So I just thought
yes,
that
sir.
I would say that. Something like that.
Well, brother, you know, I want to thank you for calling in, and you know, and this is what I love. I'm hearing the passion from the brothers. And see, sisters who are even just single, just knowing that, you know, you have that passion, that care, that genuine love and concern for all of us, you know, that's inspiring to us. You know, not just on the relationship aspect, but in the brotherhood and sisterhood and just knowing that in every state of the union, you can go somewhere and find an FOI, and they have hearts like we've been bearing witness to today. So, brother, we love you. For our brothers who I want to comment on what he said about egos and self-esteem, let me tell you, you know, boots flat on the ground, let me just say that we love you, you know. You have to be the man that Allah called you to be. And basically, we can't ask you for any more than that. You know, if you look at the example of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and Khadijah, you would see that she was very wealthy, but Prophet Muhammad was a producer. So we only ask that you be a producer. We already know the game that this white supremacist society is already putting down. They're trying to, you know, demean you. You know, they're trying to tear you down. And we as black women will step up in place and use whatever they are giving us to, you know, lift you up. And when we lift you up, you lift us up. We lift each other up. That's how we build a nation of God that we were intended to be. So, brothers, with that ego and that low self-esteem, hey, y'all can table that. That's done. That don't even really exist in the heart of an MGT, and I'm telling you, you know, you shouldn't feel inadequate. The first thing you should ever feel from an MGT is love all the time, unconditionally, period. And before we say anything else, I want to acknowledge, and I hope he's still on the phone, I hope he just come in for a second,
we have one of our divine loving administrators, and he texted me and told me he was listening. So, Brother Rasul, if you get a minute, just come in and give the panel a greeting. We haven't heard from you in so long, Brother. We love you so much. So please just come in and give us the greeting, because we would love to hear your voice on here. So any of you sisters have a comment about anything the brother was saying?
I do, Sister Gidget. You know, I think a lot.
What's your name? What's your name? What's your name? What's your name?
Oh, I'm sorry, Sister Fatima. This is Sister Fatima. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm going to have to do something so you'll remember me. LaChelle got the no breathing. I'm going to have to come up with something in one minute. But when Brother Tollop was speaking, one of the things that I thought about, I know I've had this conversation with Sister Denise. I know I've had this conversation with Sister LaChelle on many occasions. Where, you know, there's something when you can look and you love these teachings, as I can say and attest for the sisters on this line, and we see as we're striving to make our change, and we see these men in front of us striving to be the example and the men of God. And, you know, it's something to get with a brother and be with a brother, court a brother, eventually marry a brother, who's learning the nature of the woman like we're learning the nature of the man. Then you bring two people together who are both striving and submitting themselves and trying to do the will of Allah. Both individuals are striving to bring forth the righteousness of who and what they are. And as a sister, you get to say that this man who stands with the universe on his shoulder, who goes out on a Monday night in the community, regardless to whom or what, to give our people a word to strive to save their lives. It's something with the teachings that we have. And if you look at the blessing of what Master Farad Muhammad has brought us, and remember the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us there were three sciences that we were never taught, one of which was the science of mating. But by Allah's permission, through our training, through our class, we're learning that science. Not just learning how to get a mate, but we're learning the science, the root of how to get a proper mate, so that we have a proper relationship, a proper partnership with Allah and the man of Allah, or for the man to get that with the woman of Allah. So when Brother Tollop was speaking, it's something that's so exciting. Exciting for us as sisters to see the brothers doing what they do and to know that we're being prepared for them. And it's a wonderful feeling. So that's what came to my mind when I was listening to Brother Tollop.
Yes. Okay. All right, let me check right quick. Do we have any more questions?
Hold on for a second. No, we don't have any. Well, we do have one in the chat room. Okay. It says someone made a distinction in a conversation we had about a week ago. Tolerating versus acceptance. Eventually, the tolerating had limits and will end. Accepting a difference and can overlook shortcomings. Render and them null and void. Then he goes on. This is the same question before. Then he goes on. He says, that puts a total different view on friendship, relationship, and tolerance, brothers, sisters, and gentlemen. I guess that's it.
Okay, Caesar, it could be me, but I didn't understand the question.
I
didn't
don't understand. I'm reading it, don't understand it.
Okay, let's do it one more again. Let's try it one more again.
Was it a question or a comment?
Oh, hold on. He says it puts a total different view in between friendship and relationship. Oh, I already read that. Oh, okay, I don't know. It doesn't. I mean, I guess it makes sense to somebody.
Okay.
Go on for a minute. I have another question. I'm opening the mic up right now. Give me a chance. Two fat, make a comment.
Your phone is breaking up, Caesar.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 252. You can make your ask your question or make a comment. 252. Your mic is open. Error code 252. Okay, error code 252. They just hung up. That's it.
Okay, I know who's asking the question now, and I'm telling him, and he know who I'm talking to. You know better. You can call in and ask your question, sir. Thank you very much, and I love you dearly. Now, we're going to move on. there's somebody that I know very well, so it's all love up in here. Now, before we move on, I want to get into this subject tonight. I don't want to table it for later. We're going to talk about what we call, what some of us call, the lost found. So I'm going to ask this question of my sisters, and then I'm going to sit back and shut up and listen because I got to hear this. when a so-called lost found, and for those of you who don't know, sometimes we title people outside of the nation as lost found, but we are all lost found, to be politically correct. So let me just say, for those sisters that are outside of the nation, that are not in the ranks, that are not MGT, do we look at them as a potential friend and sister, or do we really look at them as a potential threat? And I'm going to start with Sister Fatima.
Yes, ma'am. I think I was going to start with reality, so I'll go with fear. The way we're taught by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that each time a sister comes through those doors, we should be excited and happy and ready to teach our sister and help her to become better and learn of herself. That's our duty. If we see our sisters out, it is our duty to teach and spread this word of truth. That's what we're responsible for. Is every experience for every sister who is coming through those doors, has it been pleasant? I mean, realistically, no, it has not. And we have to do better. But there are processes that we as sisters have to go through as well. You know, sometimes, sadly, as we're talking about relationships, there's that time, there are those times when a sister can come through the door and you may feel that this is now a threat to you. And at those times, what we do is we set the sisterhood aside, which has been the blessing we receive by Allah's permission, and allow that, as our lesson teaches, one of them four devils on the inside to rise up. And their ugly heads stick up, and before you know it, we run in our new sisters or potential sisters that could have joined the ranks right out the door. So this is an area, Sister Gidget, that we have to strive to work hard on as a sisterhood across the nation, not one we're proud of, but we do have our mistakes that we make in handling each other. Hence, we've been given the proper handling of people, so that we can have a better way that we deal and handle with each sister. But it hasn't always been, and nor is it always the best in our handling of our sisters.
Okay. And Sister Denise?
Yes, ma'am.
So are the sisters on the outside of the MGT, are there potential sisters and friends, or are there potential threats?
There are potential sisters and friends, because those are our sisters. These are the sisters that we should embrace and to help them find who they are. We were all lost on one form or another, so we are all lost now, but we found the truth. We found the light. We found the true and living God and these sisters are still on that path, like Hagar were, looking for the answer. And so when Allah chooses these sisters to come in, we're their light. So these are our, what I would call, little sisters, because they're striving to be where we are. And so because we have such a terrible sisterhood among sisters, because the devil taught us to be prejudiced towards one another, we still have a lot of the prejudice within our sisterhood. We have the darker versus the light, the long hair against the short, the overweight compared to the slim sister. So we're fighting a lot of these different evils within us. And I think Allah Muhammad, which we love so greatly, gave us a class where we have to come together as sisters and work this out. You know, one of the things that I appreciated when I came into the MGT was I came out of the professional world. And when you're in the professional world, it is a competitive world. And black women, we are so undisciplined and so disrespectful towards one another that we have a hard time taking instruction from another sister. But coming under the class of MGT, you learn to submit to another woman, and that was the greatest thing that I appreciated in my growth, was being able to take orders from another sister. Because that's hard for us as black women. And a sister can't tell me nothing. I hear that a lot. But why not? This is your sister. She's not going to tell you anything wrong, but we have a lot of sisters who have had negative relationships with other women, in the sense of relationships where, you know, we become very competitive, where we want a man. Some sisters just have no respect for your relationship with your man. You go after them. And so we pick up these negative, competitive ways. But coming into the MGT class, we have a saying where, and I love the saying, what I want for myself, I want for my sister. So if I want respect for a sister to respect my husband or my family, I have to give respect to another sister and her family. So when a sister comes into the nation, it gives us another opportunity to learn how to be a sister, to learn how to be patient with our sisters, to learn how to love the sister like we would want to be loved. And so I see it as an opportunity to me when sisters come in, and I'm lost, found. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was lost of who the true and living God was. That's all that means. We didn't know who the true and living God was. So Master Farad Muhammad had to come here to find us. And so those that are coming behind us is on that path where we've already been, and they're coming into the light. And so as sisters, we take them in, we help refine them, we help teach them who they are. We help elevate them to stand on top of the world where we're striving to be. So I see it as another opportunity to teach again the sisterhood, to help promote a healthy, loving, kind sisterhood. And I just thank Master Farad Muhammad. I thank the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I thank the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan for keeping us in these classes, for our sister captain, Sister Sandy, who's elevating us to a more intellectual level, who her love is so bright and her love is so strong that her energy is bringing in a whole new love energy among the sisterhood. And I just thank Allah for every sister who walks through that door.
Yes, ma'am. All praises due to Allah. Yes, ma'am. And my minister, Southwest Regional Student Minister Robert Muhammad, used to say, I love getting a new fruit. He said, but when I get a woman, I get a nation. So, absolutely. And come on, Sister Lachelle.
Yes, ma'am. I just have to say that every sister that's listening to this and who will listen to it on the replay, there no woman is a threat to no other woman. No woman is a threat to no other woman. There is no sister in the entire nation of Islam, 4 billion, 400 million, that can do Lachelle better than Lachelle. There is no one who can do Lachelle better than I can do Lachelle. So how can she be a threat when she can't even be competition? Only I can outdo Lachelle, because only I know what's a better Lachelle. No one else can do that. So, and the same is true for Sister Gidget, and it's the same is true for Sister Denise, and the same is true for Sister Fatima. If we try to best ourselves every time we step out the door, no one else can hold a candle to us, because no one else can do it like we do it, because Allah made each one of us is absolute. Brother Minister Rasul always said, you're not one in a million, you just one, period. So we're not one in a million, I'm just one. There's no other one like me. So she can't be a threat, she can't be a copy, she can't do, she can only be her, and I can only be me. But there is nothing more beautiful than you might love a solitaire, but somebody give you a bracelet full of baguettes, you're like, whoa, the 20 diamonds together look even better than just one diamond on a bracelet. One pearl on a necklace might be pretty, but a string of pearls is even more beautiful. So why not us recreate more pearls, more diamonds? We look more beautiful when there's a group of us together. I think it is the most beautiful thing for me to look at a little sister that I saw on her first Sunday, and I shook her hand, and I gave her her acceptance card, and I called her and invited her back to MGT orientation to see that sister, get her ex, and know that I'm the first person she met. I gave her my number. She kept in touch with me, and I got to help be her. You know, I'm almost like her. You know, you go to third, fourth grade, and you're the new student in the class, and teacher said, you're going to be buddies with Christy. You just love you some Christy, because Christy showed you where the water fountain was. Christy showed you where gym class was. Christy helped you with your locker combination. So we get to be the person that helps them with their locker combination. You don't forget that first warm smile, hug, and that person that's willing to stay with you till you're not the new person who doesn't know anybody anymore. Now you know everybody, and you feel a little bit safer knowing every time I go, Sister Lachelle going to be there, and I know Sister Lachelle. That's what we have to be for each other. We have to be that light. And there's a saying that says that service is the space the service is the price you pay for the space you take up. If Allah saved me and I was nothing, absolutely nothing, how dare I not pay it forward? That's my job. That's how I show Allah I'm grateful that he took the time to look up and say, go and pluck her. Because he could have plucked someone else out of the foolishness I was doing at Michigan State University. And please know, I would not want my parents to see the transcript of all of my extracurricular activities when they sent me to Michigan State University. But Allah, in the midst of all of that, still picked me. So the service I pay to show him I'm grateful is to help every little sister I can that come anywhere near that door. If I'm walking in the mosque and a sister walking down the street, Allah is my witness. I'll stop and talk to her and wait to go in the mosque and see if I can talk to her into coming in with me. I want every sister I can. So when a brother called me and say, I'm bringing my guest and it's his girlfriend, I don't judge him and I don't judge her, I'm glad to see one more. I want my children to live in a world. I want my future grandchildren to live in a world where they can leave their door unlocked because it's a Muslim world. We can't get that if we don't get everybody. So I can't say, well, I don't want to get that sister. She's prettier than me. What? How can she be prettier than me? I'm Lachelle. I can't be prettier than her. She's who she is. I got to want to get her because her babies are the babies that go to school with my children. I don't want her babies out there running crazy, bring a gun to school and kill my baby. So we got to save all the babies. We got to save all our sisters. And the brothers, we got to get all the brothers. The only way we win is if we get them all, which was the desire of Master Farah Muhammad. So, no, it's not a threat to me. It's a threat to me if I don't get her. That's the threat. If a sister falls out the ranks, that's the threat. If a brother falls out the ranks, that's the threat, because trying to refish somebody back in is more work once we've wounded them to get them back in the boat, because they're like, no, you're going to hurt me again. So that's the threat, losing somebody. So, no, that doesn't bother me. I welcome them all, because you never know what sister come in, and then she bring her biological brother. That could be my husband. See, I can't. It's like, which one of your Lord's bounties will you deny? Amen, somebody. Which one of your Lord's bounties will you deny? So when I help this sister come in, oh, she might bring in her uncle. That might be my husband. See, I don't know what Allah gonna bless me with, but which one of my Lord's bounties will I deny? So, no, my answer is emphatically no. She's not a threat. She's a potential blessing. She's a potential blessing.
Amen.
Yes,
and Sister
ma'am.
Lucille,
and
that's the definition of
that
being fruitful. That's being fruitful and multiplying when we continue to add to our rank. Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Okay, we're going to check one more time. We're down to, like, the last 11 minutes. We're going to check one more time for any last comments or any last questions, and then I have another issue we're going to address and try to wrap up right quick. But let me check and see. Is Brother Rasul on the phone? You have a finger up for a question, Caesar?
No. Oh, wait, hold on. Yeah, we got one. Hold on a second. Your mic is open, 904. Your mic is open. 904, your mic is open. You make a comment. Okay, no, we don't have anybody else.
Okay, all right. This is going to be our last point, and of course, sisters, we didn't finish, and I told y'all that on the phone earlier today we were not going to finish. So I'm going to address this issue, and, you know, I'm so happy to hear the open-mindedness of how we look at our sisters outside of the ranks. But here we go. I'm going to throw this monkey wrench in there. Now, we talked a little bit, we touched a little bit on an existing double standard, whereas the FOI actually frowned upon the MGT if we bring in a brother of interest that is not in the ranks. And we seem to be more receptive, or either we are forced to feel that we have to be more receptive if a brother in the ranks bring in someone outside into the nation. So let's talk about that double standard and how prevalent is it. And I'm going to start with Sister Michelle because she's going to talk the longest, and maybe she'll leave us a little time to talk afterwards. So come on, Queen.
Oh, I wish we had a brother on the line to answer that one. That's a good question, Sister Gidget. I mean, I guess it just makes sense. That, well, how many men? That's why there are societies all over the world where a man can take on another wife, but there ain't that many where a woman can take on another husband. Because what man wants another man coming into where he sees as his home? And what man, in any man in his right mind, if he loves his daughter, he don't want his daughter to show up at the house with a boy she already liked. What he wants is that guy to come to him and say, how can I qualify myself for your daughter? I have an interest in your daughter. I have an interest in your sister. I mean, you know, what can I do to be worthy? This is what I have. Is that worthy to take your sister? So I guess I could see where that would make any natural man uncomfortable for another man to just show up and you already saying, I like him. So I can see that. That makes sense to me. I can't argue with the brothers on being uncomfortable with that because it's their job to protect us. And if we already said we like the brother, now that means the brother already got his foot in the door. So if they see him and say, sis, he's not a good one, it's too late. Once we like a man, we don't want nobody to critique him no more. So the brothers know that it's better for them to already know the brother first. So that way we don't like him. And if he say it's a no-go, we're easier for us to walk away. But if we already like him, we kind of start that deceptive intelligence. Nah, he just aged. We don't want to hear that good advice. So my mother, the way my parents raised me, if I had an interest in a guy, I had to tell my brothers. And my brothers would go give it the sniff test. And so if my brother said, yeah, he cool, then the guy could come around. If my brother said, no, he wasn't, then I didn't like him no more. I would look at him and I'd say, he's cute, but I didn't get to interact with him any further. So I guess I understand, since they're responsible for our security, they should be a little concerned if we're already liking someone and bring them around. But that's my opinion. What do my sisters think?
Okay. And Sister Fatima?
Well, pose the question again, Sister Gidget.
I want to know how prevalent the double standard is. You know, if we walk in, the MGT come in with a brother of interest and he not in the ranks versus us feeling as though we have to be, you know, open and warm and receptive of a sister that he might bring in from outside.
Yes, ma'am. You know, sis, one of the things I would like to say, just to kick it off, if I will, the Holy Quran says to believe in men for the believe in women. And that's the idea. Now, Minister Louis Farrakhan has taught us that love has no color line. You know, you don't know who you may fall in love with sincerely and truly. And so that may mean that a brother may get with a sister for bringing a sister from outside of our ranks, and a sister may see a brother from outside. I really haven't experienced a double standard per se and seen it for myself. I do know what we've been taught in the sense of the nature of a woman. And generally, in the nature of a woman, if a man is a brother who is in these ranks and he's with a sister who is not, generally, she will follow suit and follow that of her mate. Whereas for a woman, if this stands true, then if our mate is not in the ranks, it's easier for us to fall away from the ranks. So I haven't per se, to be honest, experienced the double standard. I've seen the brothers bring in sisters from outside the ranks, but we also have sisters who bring in brothers outside the ranks, and those brothers have been well-received. I know in some cases, not always, but for the ones I have seen, they've been well-received.
Okay. And Sister Denise?
Yes, ma'am. I'm kind of like Sister Fatima. I haven't really seen much of it, but I do understand that our brothers are very protective over us. And if a sister happens to find herself involved with a brother outside, if she's wise, the first thing she would do is bring him in to see if he's on her level, so that the brothers can kind of question him and see if he's worthy of a sister. So if a sister happens to fall in love with someone on the outside, I would think that she would be wise enough to expose her life to this brother. And if he chooses not to come into the ring, I would think the sister would be wise enough to say, you know, we're unequally yoked, because if this is your life and you match up with a brother who does not respect your life or see the light in your life, that's going to be a problem. And so for me, I would say any sister that gets involved with a brother on the outside and he comes in and he can't stand, you know, the questioning that the FOI give him. It's like a father. When your daughter dates, that father is going to make that young man sweat, because he wants to know, what is your intentions with my daughter and what is your credentials? And so if a wise sister is wise, she's going to bring that brother through there and have him sit down with the captain, or have him sit down with the minister, or have him sit among the brothers so that the brothers can pull out his intentions. And so in a way, I feel it's good that the brothers are kind of protective over us like that, because if you fall in love with a brother and he has good intentions, then he shouldn't have any problems with coming through your brothers and making sure that your brothers are making sure that the brother has good intentions for you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, we're down to the last 3 minutes, and I got a shout-out to the panel from Brother Vernon Muhammad from Columbia, Maryland. He says he just wanted to commend the sisters for representing refinement in an excellent fashion. So clap, clap, clap to the MGT online tonight. That's from Brother Vernon. And do we have anything in chat or any last questions or comments, Caesar?
No, ma'am, we don't.
Okay. Well, sisters, it looks as though, excuse me,
we did not finish. Hey, Sister Gibbs, you got some questions online, though. You got a question online with 510.
Okay.
510, you can ask your question, make a comment.
Malaikum.
Malaikum salam. Introduce yourself, please.
This is Brother Cody from Baltimore, Maryland.
This is
Brother Cody from Baltimore, Maryland.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum. I just wanted to comment on the last topic and about the double standard and how I don't believe it's a double standard. The only concern that I've seen over the years in the nation when I've seen a sister bring in a lost found brother of interest is just that most of the time when a man is like gained already her heart and everything, and a lot of times, you know, when he decides that, you know, the nation is not for him, a lot of times I've seen her, you know, leave out the nation with him. And I feel like that's the main thing that I see as a difference on the sister end when she bring in a lost found of interest.
Yes, sir, and you know that's the issue, you know, because you know love is so powerful, and you know it's easier for us to stray because we want the man to be the man, so we follow his lead, and sometimes he'll lead us straight to hell if we let him. So yes, sir, you're absolutely correct. That is an issue, and so it is believing men for believing women, and that's the way it is written. But of course, nature takes over sometimes, and we, you know, we tend to love who we love, and so it's a crapshoot sometimes. So listen, we are at the hour, a little bit past the hour. I know we have an additional 4 minutes added to the show. I just want to take this time to thank the mighty MGT from our historic home mosque number one in Detroit, Michigan. Thank you for the idea, Sister Michelle. Thank you, Sister Fatima. Thank you, Sister Denise. We will be back again. Particularly, we have Dr. Wesley coming up next week, but if for some reason he does not confirm, then the mighty MGT will be back with part two of Speaking from the Heart to the FOI. So all of you who called in, all of you who sent me text messages, all of you who inboxed me, all of you who participated through chat, we thank you, we appreciate you, we love you. To our mighty FOI, the love from the MGT is unconditional for you. We are your sisters first, and we love you regardless. So may Allah continue to bless us all. Let us go out and do our Father's business. Let Allah make the followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad successful in all our endeavors. And I leave you as I came before you. In our nation's greetings, words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Good night.
Wa alaikum salam.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you, DJ Black Caesar.
Rinse do pay me.
Yes, sir.